went to go and get those boudoir photos, the lady had someone else in there at the time, so I had to go and have a little scamper around the shops. And I thought I'd just go and have a little look in that charity shop. And the ladies in there were really nice. And I was just kind of browsing. I didn't really want to buy anything. But you know when you feel like you have to because someone's kind of leached onto you. There's this lady going...
Some old lady swooped in to try and make a sale.
Yes. So she came up really close to me. She goes, oh, that is a lovely cardigan, isn't it? And I was only really looking at it because I thought, you know, it's cold outside. I don't really want to walk around all of these shops. And I was like, yeah, it is quite nice. And she goes, oh, it'd look lovely on you. She took it off of the hanger and she was holding it up against me and it smelt funny as well. And I was like, yeah, I don't really know about that. And she went, this shirt's lovely as well. And so she got something else off the shelf. She goes, why don't you go and try it on?
She sounds like a good salesperson.
Well, right, so at this point, I'm a bit like, oh, I don't really think I need to try that on. I probably don't really need that. And she goes... She gets her friend over from behind the till. She goes, wouldn't this look lovely on this nice young lady? Don't you think she should try it on? So then there's two of them stood there. Like,
they're ganging up on you, intimidating you.
Yeah, so you know what I'm like. I'm like backing off into the
corner. Yeah, exactly. What you should have done was, oh, ladies, I can't. I've got to go. Sorry. And just left.
See, normal people, yes. Me, I'm like, oh, well. And they go, we've got a lovely dress that would suit you. So then... Another lady comes out from behind like this magic curtain somewhere in this charity shop. She brings three dresses and then they give me the shirts and the cardigan all to try on. And they're like, oh, don't forget to come out and give us a little twirl. So then I'm trying these things on thinking, I just want to get out of here. I tried the thing on and I came out and I was like, oh, this is the dress. To be fair, the dress was quite nice. And they're like, oh, that looks beautiful on you. We've all tried it on, but we couldn't get into it. Your figure's perfect for that dress. Would you mind standing in the window? So the lady grabs my arm. The lady grabs my arm. And the next thing I know is I'm stood next to a fake mannequin in the window with this dress
on. Will you do absolutely anything?
I didn't know what to say to her because I just thought, what am I supposed to say to that?
I would say, could you get off my arm? You're scaring me now. I'd like to leave, please. Can you unlock the door?
I just said, oh, well, I think it does look nice here. How much is it? And in the end, I spent £25 in a charity shop just because I felt bad and I couldn't get out the shop any other way. I was like, I'll take it all. Just give it to me now.
Two questions. The first one being, if you had some time to kill, why didn't you just go and get a coffee?
I don't know.
Secondly, how can you spend 25 quid in a charity shop? You could buy the entire shop for 25 quid.
Well, the dress was £17.
Didn't you barter?
And I thought, I just wanted to get out of there and I just pay it.
So they held you to ransom and then charged you £25 to escape their clutches.
Yeah, and they said, come again, please. And I was like, oh, God, shut the door. I just couldn't wait to get out.